In May, the unemployment rate was the lowest in almost 3 years. Down to 6.4%, the number of people looking for jobs dropped by more than 19,000 compared to the preceding month. While on average there were some 3 applicants for every vacancy, just a year ago there were almost double. But this positive development also has a downside. Dita Asiedu spoke to economic analyst Marketa Sihtarova of Next Finance.
The decreasing unemployment rate is just a result of a very high GDP growth. The GDP growth exceeds 6% per year, and it means that companies are strong and are able to create new jobs. And this is also a problem for Czech companies that the unemployment is decreasing because these companies are reflecting a shortage of new employees, and it's very difficult for a new company to hire a new employee.
So if this is a new phenomenon, how serious is the situation and how long do you think will this continue?
Well, it depends on a city or in a region. In Prague, the situation is quite serious and you can see it. When you walk in the center of Prague, that every second shop makes announcement that these shops require new employees. However, it's quite serious also in regions where the unemployment is still high and exceeding 10%. The reason is that in these regions, there is a difficult to find such an employee that the employer really needs from the point of view of qualification.
Could you just name some of these sectors that are the hardest to fill? In which sectors are we lacking skilled labor the most?
Well, I think that still it is quite difficult to find people who can work with computers better. It's just a problem of requalification and some skills, or it's a problem of willingness to learn new things. And therefore, some companies need to rent employers from abroad, from Poland or Slovakia. But in some cases, language can be problematic. So not every company is able to solve this problem through hiring people from abroad.
Marketa Sihtarova of Next Finance talking there to Dida Asiedu.